Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Minister Aaron G. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Radio, Speak Your Mind Now Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Today, tonight, wherever you want to call it, is a part five of my series, I'm an Adult, The Little Boy Is Gone, concerning about yours truly. And you know what? Last night's sermon, well, actually, it was a talk that I had to go through and get off my chest about how the goodness of God is so amazing and he's so wonderful. When we as his children go through a lot of things that we don't understand, God is always there. He is always first in line to step in on our behalf. And I'm just thankful to God for him to be with me in the time of my troubles and trials and heartache and heartbreak. Because what I've gone through in the past few days, I don't understand why it happened, but I thank God it did happen. So today, or tonight, distraction from so-called friends is the part five of this series I'm doing by myself. Because we meet people every day, and some of us who are looking for good people to be in our lives, who are, I guess, who we call as righteous people. But from a human standpoint, we seem to get tricked by the enemy. And God is saying that I have come so that you can be more fruitful in your walk with me by having godly friends around you. And I can tell you firsthand that I have not been the best at picking good friends. Some were good, some were not so good. But I just thank God for the experience that he's allowed me to go through. Because we don't go through trials just be going through trials. We go through trials to learn something. We go through trials to be taught a lesson. And some of us, including myself, have failed many, many times over and over again. But thanks be to God, he is a teacher like none other, that he allows us to take the test over and over again. So after this prayer, we're going to have scripture, and then we're going to go into a song, and then we're going to talk about the distractions from so-called friends. God, we thank you right now for what you're about to say. We thank you for what you're about to do. God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, and God, even your patience. Lord, we need your patience on our lives, because some of us can be so hard-headed and stubborn, and we rush into things that are not good for us, God. We rush to be your friends who are not good for us, God. But your word gives us the strength in Psalms 18, Proverbs 18. And your word says that a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And we thank you right now for just being closer than close. You're as close as the breath we breathe. You're as close as the fingertips on our fingers, God. We thank you for being that close. Mother us, God, in your love. Suffocate us with your grace. And we give you praise for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, God. And knowing that he did this for us, we have a right to the tree of life. If we believe on you and we have him, Jesus, to come into our lives and work in us like we ought him to work in us. To give our lives, surrender our lives to him, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away, and it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my
God. That was Dear God by Pastor Smokey Norfolk. I believe that was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee, if I recall. That is a great man of God. He is off the chain. I seen him preach in my hometown back in Little Rock, and the boys, he ain't no joke. He really ain't. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm a fan of his, but the boy can preach. He can sing, too. But we just thank God for just being in our lives, because, you know, we got to, you know, I just thank God for his anointing on our lives, you know, because a lot of us take the time to give him thanks, but there are a lot more of us who take the time to be grateful, you know, and I'm just thankful to him that he's allowed me to go through the nonsense I had to go through just to have a learning experience and to say, thank you for my life. Yes, God. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful sermon, wonderful word. It touched me. It always have and always will be. But if you have your Bibles, go with me to Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. And we are going to take out verse 21. And we're going to skip. Let's see. God is so good. Okay, take that back. We're going to back it up. Proverbs verse 18, verse 20 and 21. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Lord. I am reading from the NIV version. If you have your Bible, it reads differently. It's all the same because it's all God's word. Amen. Proverbs 18, verse 21. This is what God says. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, he is satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death. For those who love it, will eat its fruit. Ooh, let's read that again. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled, but with the harvest from his lips, he is satisfied. The tongue, oh my God, has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. I want to talk about this for a little while. I'm not going to hold you long. Distractions. From so-called friends. Distractions from so-called friends. As a young man growing up in my old neighborhood, I have learned to accept people for what they are and for who they are. And it never ceases to amaze me how some people can act one way one day and act another way the same day. But I have learned also that you can't change people for who they are. That's God's job. Because I try. I try to change people for what they need to be instead of what they have to be. But God said to me, you can't change them. Only I have the power to do that. I ain't told you to pray for them. And sometimes that's even hard. Because I have a hard time praying for folks right now. And I'm a grown man. I didn't say it was impossible. I said, I have a hard time. Because folks will try you to see what you are like. Folks will get on your last nerve, your only nerve, if you will, just to see how you will react. And get this here. The sad case of it, some of these people are your friends and family members. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Some of these people are your friends and family members because they know you more than other folks know you who do not have been around you that long. And this is what I don't get. If they know me, then why are they testing me? You understand, I have put you in a test so that you may overcome the struggles in your life. In other words, that we should cast all our cares upon him. Because why? He loves us that much. I don't care who gets on your nerve. I don't care what makes you all riled up. I don't care what makes you seek revenge on folks. God said that he has the power to give us strength in our time of weakness. Amen? So if God is saying for us to love the enemies that betray us, how are we partaking that? Do we love our enemies as we should love ourselves? Or do we seek revenge and ask God to bless our mess. And I told you last night that God can't bless our mess. I don't believe God that it's God that we serve, who is maker of heaven and earth. I don't believe that he will bless anything that is not of him. Yeah, we have to pray for our neighbors because that's what the word says. But if you are in a catastrophic situation, can find a seat for that, but it's all good. We have to be obedient to the master and obey his will at his word and take him for what he is and take him at his word. Because in my own life, there have been some people that I want to get rid of. I'm not talking about death, but to get rid of out of my life because I got sick and tired of the sick and tiredness. Who knows what's going on in their mind but God? And God is saying, just pray for them. I know they're doing wrong. I know they're upsetting you. I know they're full of hell. But pray for them. You were the same way too. That's why we got to be careful not to judge others by how they treat us. Am I saying you have to like it? No. I would be a hypocrite if I said you guys take stuff from folks. No, you don't. Because the word does not declare that. The word does not say, well, take it. No, he does not say that. But he did say to humble ourselves and pray. And if we are going to pray for ourselves, we had to pray for others. Because somebody prayed for us. Ask yourself this. If you were on the other end of the fence, how would you want somebody to treat you? We ought to treat people like we want to be treated. And I'd be the first one to admit, I said this last night too, I was so mad this young lady who said things to me that I thought she was real about, couldn't find out she was fake and phony and fraud, and I got upset, and I said some ungodly words in my mind, and I could have said it to her, but I kept my tongue shut, because I'm reading from the word, because the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. I could have killed her spirits like that. But God said, no, just let it go and give it to me. I'll deal with her. I'll deal with you. And you know, it's amazing how God can not only, he ain't got to change the person or the people who are involved. He can change the situation and turn it around. Amen. Because I know when I was younger and I was ignorant and stupid and all that good stuff, God had to work on me some big time. Because I would be the first one to seek revenge on whoever pissed me off. I'm just keeping it 100% real with y'all. I'm keeping it real. And when I got older, God would start working on my life and my mindset. Because his word also says that he shall pay back revenge. It's my version of it. He shall seek revenge. We can't do that. We want to, but we can't. Because if we do and take it out and get more deep into it, what good will it do? It will not only hurt the person that you're seeking revenge after, but it will also hurt you. And it makes your spirit man sorrowful. How many of us have already done that? How many of us have already seeking revenge on somebody they did not need to seek revenge on in the beginning? But thanks be to God, he is so wonderful. He is so great. And it is amazing to me how God let us live this long, as hard-headed as we were, as hard-headed as we are now. God is saying, I love you this much, I'm going to give you grace. And a lot of us are saying that I deserve your grace. I deserve your mercy. No, we don't. The only thing on planet Earth that we deserve is death. Quit going around saying, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to have joy. No, God's joy is unspeakable joy and is beyond measure. We don't deserve this. But through his working through in our lives, he graciously gives it to us. We deserve hell. We deserve to die. Because life is not promised to no one. There was a guy who What was that guy's name? Crap. I can't think right now, but he had prophesied to a lot of folks who actually said that you will do this thing and that thing on this day and this nonsense. And I'm thinking to myself, how does he know this? How does he figure this out? And he also had the nerve to say that he knows when the time of day when Christ will come back. Thank you, Lord. Harold Camping. May he rest in peace. But that was his name, Harold Camping, who prophesied 3 times that he actually knew the day and the hour when Christ was returning for his children. I'm thinking to myself, he don't read his word because the Bible says that no man knows the hour that the Son will return. Not even Jesus himself knows when he returns. Only the God the Father knows. So, Harold, how are you coming to this conclusion that you don't know when Christ comes back for his church? You don't know that. Only God the Father does. And I declare right now that before we go back to his home, to God's home, if we are saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb, there are some things in our lives that we have to get rid of. Now, I'm going to testify for a little bit because I am a testimonial person, so I'm going to say this out loud and I'm going to say it with boldness and clarity because that's all I've been called to do. But in my personal life, this is me speaking on for myself, that I have decided to let go of some distractions. I have decided to let go of the distractions and not be so bombarded or caught up in the nonsense that they have given me. That could be friends, family members, strangers. It don't matter. If it's nonsense, I don't want to deal with the God. Because I know my stress level can go up so high. So God, how about this? You deal with them. And that's what God is saying. He is saying, I'll deal with the nonsense. Well, where do you see today? Well, go with me to verse 20, chapter 18. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. In other words, God is saying that from anybody's mouth, anybody's lips, we can say anything crazy. And we will be satisfied for the fact of the matter that we said it and mean it. And don't care who don't like it. But he also said that the power of life he didn't say life or death. He said life and death. Because some of us want to praise God, hallelujah this and hallelujah that, amen this, amen that, in one sentence. But the next sentence cuts everybody out. Is God pleased? No. I've done it myself. I was praising God, going in my car, jamming the gospel rap or gospel music, whatever, and something set me off. I said this again last night. I'm enjoying myself. And I come across this intersection. If I get there, this car pulls out in front of me. Then slow down to see where he was going to go, turn right or turn left, bolted out the parking lot of this auto parts store. And almost hit me. And I slammed my brakes as hard as I could and stopped before we collided. And I got out of the car saying some ungodly thing. Hey, I know what you're saying. Yes, I am called to preach the gospel. But at the same time, before I got called, I was a temper person. I was upset about a lot of things, short fuse temper. And it flashed back. And I got out saying some ungodly. Everybody heard me. And said, oh, my God, what is he saying? And I gave this man the two fingers. Told me he was number one twice. Because not only did it scare me, I was upset that he didn't watch where he was going. And I was shaking like a leaf. I was in my car driving down the street shaking, asking God, Lord, forgive me for what I have just done. So that's the key right there. We have to ask God for his forgiveness. Did I surprise God by acting like a complete fool? No, he knew it was coming. He knew if I was born. And some of us are so bold and big and bad that we can't or we don't want to ask for his forgiveness. Distraction of the enemy. I'm almost in tears because I almost got, I could have been killed. That's what got me. The thoughts in my mind, laying up in a hospital, and I'm dying, or I'm dead on the dead on the spot at the accident scene. But I had enough sense to say, God, thank you for stopping this accident from both of us getting killed. Not just me, but for him too. And I ask you, God, to wherever he needs to go, get him there safely. After the fact, I done cussed. But God is a forgiving God. And God is saying there's some distraction in yours, in my life, that we have to get rid of. And the number one distraction of all is the enemy himself, Satan. Because Satan can get into all of us. Not just the ones who ain't been saved yet. But we as Christians of the Most High have the power to say, you know what? I've sinned. I've fallen short of your word, Lord. I'm right now asking you for your forgiveness because I was distracted. Not only does distraction come from the enemy, distraction comes from family members. Do you still love them? Of course you do. But there are sometimes they will say things to you or to us that will get us off track of what God has planned for us to do. There are things that they will say and do to us that makes us mad or question their love for us that can distract us from doing God's work. Even in my own family. I love them dearly, but I cannot let them distract me from what he has called me to do. I was told that I can't be on national radio speaking the truth about God's word because I don't have a pulpit. Distraction. I was told that I'm not a preacher enough because I don't hoop and holler from church members of my last church. Distraction. I was distracted because some of my so-called ministry friends told me I was not good enough or I was too bold to preach to God the gospel and I was too straightforward. Distraction. And God is saying, let all that go. Let it go. I know you're hurt. I feel your pain. I feel your sorrow. But give it to me. Some of us have distractions from friends that God is saying that we have to cut loose. Well, I just cuss them out. That ain't, no, you ain't gonna do all that. Stop, hold, slow your roll, brother, sister. Be kind. Be nice. Just say, hey, look, I don't mean to bust your bubble, but there are some things that God is telling me to do that you cannot be a part of. Y'all remember the space shuttle when it goes in the atmosphere? The space shuttle has two boosters on either side of the ship. And the booster's main and only job is to lift the shuttle into atmosphere, into outer space. And after a while, when it gets into a certain altitude, these boosters fall off. And God is saying, your friends, your family members, people who are you surrounded by, they're your rocket boosters. And I'm taking you somewhere that they cannot go. So they have to fall off. Where are you going that you are being used by God? Where are you going that the Almighty God has given you work to do? I am so grateful and thankful to God that he has allowed me to be where I am right now, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual. Because it has happened years ago. I mean, years ago, there have been a catastrophic incident about that almost so-called close call accident. That never happened. Y'all, I told this story before. I used to carry 9mm for my protection, but when my temper got really heated, it was a weapon of ignorant destruction. So I thank and praise God for allowing me to grow up in him. Because some of us are still immature in Christ. Some of us are still immature and within ourselves. And we are saying to ourselves, I can handle it. No, you cannot. Because you are your own worst enemy if you can or think you can. Distractions. I don't care if you met somebody today. If you feel by God's Spirit that they're not right for you, let them go. Because I felt that I was disrespected, I was disassociated, I was discombobulated, I was dismissed by a friend who I thought was a friend 3 weeks ago, just this past Sunday, who told me that I could not be friends with my former wife. How dare you tell me I cannot be friends with my former wife because we have been together so much for 8 years, and here you come, I've known you 3 weeks, and I can't be a friend of my former wife? I wanted to say, who the hell you think you are? That's what I wanted to say. But you know what? I kept myself calm. I said, Lord, help me surrender my actions, my attitude, so I can be bigger with you in my altitude. I like that. Can I say it again? Lord, help me dismiss my actions from my attitude so I can have something positive to say or think when you grow me up with your altitude. Lift me higher, Father God, because every day I strive to be more like you. And I ain't perfect. None of us are. But thanks be to God, he is the one and only one who can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Even in the midst of your reign, whatever you are going through, give it to God. Because he is the only one that I know of that can handle it, that can take it, reconstruct it, and say, this is what I want you to be like. In the midst of your pain, in the midst of your heartache, whatever you are going through, give it to Jesus. God bless you.
Never said.